We're running very late, which is why we have to cut things shorter than we really would like to. In a few moments, Deb Filler is going to be out here, and I'm going to ask that the other members of the who's going to fill in the second half, please come backstage. Whichever artists are out here right now, we're going to go right into the second half of this program. So please make your way backstage. And my job is to be a beautiful front person while we're setting up for the next act. It's been such a blessing for me to be here. Let me tell you what I'm about. After 40 years of being away from my tradition, I have come back. I've been a Buddhist. I've been a nudist. I've been a yogi on pogi. I've been a beatnik, a hippie, a freak, and a punk. And now I am rapping my way through Torah. Are you ready? Can you hear me? All right? Now, you know in rap music, they put their hats on backwards, right? So, I do that. And, you know, they say, yo, yo, yo. But, of course, as a Hebrew, it goes the other way around. It says, oi, oi, oi. So let me tell you a story about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moses, we call him, man of Reno Athenu. The guy was so connected to the power of the word that the sea divided because of what it heard. 72 names are what he spoke. Then he drowns the Egyptians, those poor folk. So off we go into the promised land, but the children of Israel did not understand. They're whining, complaining, faithless, bored. So Moses climbs a mountain to talk to the Lord. Now while he's gone, they build a feast, and they build themselves some hideous beast. Now cut to the mountain, the bush, the flame, the 10 emanations of the holy name. Commandments we call them, but they're more than that. They help you to understand where your life is at. So Moses descends. Lo and behold, they're dancing naked around a cow, and it's made of gold. Can you believe it? Man broke his heart. So Moses smashes the tablets apart. So we blew it. We knew it, and regardless of tears, we had to wander in the desert for 40 years. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, last time we did Ashkenaz, I was a lot heavier then. I'm much smaller now. I've lost over almost, well, I'm down to too much. And my weight is stabilized. I now weigh as much as a stable. And I got on one of those digital scales that said, get off. So I've been practicing. You know, I've been doing these Chinese exercises. They're beautiful. Have you seen those things? Yeah, the Chai Tai Chi, they have wave hands like clouds, return to mountain, brush bird's tail. But as a Jew, I have another thought. So here's Jewish Tai Chi. It looks like this. Open fridge. Grasp nosh. Close fridge. Eat nosh. Burp. Oh, here's another one. Guess the meaning of this one. This one is called change channels, of course, which is a subtle difference from this one, is 9-6-7-11-11, which is call for pizza, of course. So I have come back to the tradition. Baruch Hashem, I'm studying through the Kabbalah centers now, and I put on tefillin. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. And what brought me in was to see the rabbi's sons davening up a storm. And so I wrote this little piece on behalf of that that's called I wish that I could daven like the rabbi's boys. They get into a groove. Oy, gavalt, can they move? They're bobbing up and down like one of those toys. I go into a trance. Oh, watching it dance. They're bowing to the left and then they're bowing to the right. Oy, those boys can draw down the light. Well, it would be a mitzvah, the greatest of joys. If I could only daven like the rabbi's boys. Yes, I wish that I could daven like the rabbi's kids. They got such desire. The beam is on fire. You ain't seen nothing like these davening yids. I say, don't take a break. My kishkas would ache. The talus is flying, tzitzit's whipping away. They're praying like Mashiach is coming today. Baruch Hashem, they make a joyful noise. I wish that I could daven. You'd be mazel tavin. If only I could daven like the rabbi's boys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Some jokes. I'm just filling into her. Get the sound ready. Jokes. So these two old guys meet in the street, and they said, no, Maxie, how are you? He says, what? I can't hear you. He says, how are you? Hello? What are you saying? What are you saying? How are you? He said, look. He said, look, idiot, you've got a suppository in your ear. He says, oh, my God, what did I do with my hearing aid? So they meet again the following week. They meet again the following week, and he says, "No, Maxie, how are you?" I says, "Oh, that's fantastic. I have got a new hearing aid. Oh, it's wonderful. I can hear a pin drop. It's fantastic." And he says, "Oh, what kind is it?" He says, "Oh, it's about 1:45. So then they meet in the street again the following week. He says, "Maxie, how are you?" "How am I? How am I? I am fantastic." He says, "Why are you fantastic?" I said, "Well, I went to see a hooker." "At your age, a hooker? That's incredible. What, how was it?" "How was it?" It was kind of like that. Shocking. Says, "I'll tell you, it's amazing. A beautiful blonde bombshell argoy comes in a negligee. It was wonderful. She got with her a frosted donut." "A frosted donut? What happened?" "What happened? She, you know, she sticks the donut on me and a bit of whipped cream and a cherry and a... She proceeds to eat the whole thing. It was wonderful. You should try it." He says, "Well, maybe I will." They meet again the next week. He's wearing a neck brace. He says, "Maxie, what happened with you?" He said, "What happened? I went to see a damn hooker." He said, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, there wasn't no beautiful blonde goy goddess. In comes a balabusta, a yenta with curlers in her hair and a nightgown. It was terrible. And she don't got with her no frosted donut. She's getting a bagel." "A bagel? Yeah, she stick a bagel on me, and no whipped cream, there's cream cheese. She puts cream cheese all over me, and she puts a piece of lox and an onion." I says, "Well, what happened?" He said, "What happened? It looked so good, I ate it myself, and that's how I hurt my neck." Oi. Thank you. Thank you. You're very kind.